Conference record has joined the conference.
Okay, everybody, this is Kathy Mueller. I have also on the line Krista Morris, who has rejoined us again to do this third quality assurance review. And so today the goal is simply to walk through what we're looking for, give you some specific instructions, kind of talk you through the process for one more round. So the third review is we're going to do from October 2014 to December 2014, and it is made up of those individuals who have either had a core service and who have either had a hospitalization or an ER visit. And during that time period, we found 305 recipients that represent 63 clinics. So some of the clinics do have fairly large or sizable populations that we're going to be looking at. And so what we're going to assess is whether or not there was a care plan available. We're going to, for each of the ER visits, we're going to try to determine if the health home was notified within 24 hours. And if they were, was it documented in the EHR? And then was a follow-up visit done within 72 hours? For the hospitalizations, we're going to review a transition plan and determine whether or not you were involved in that transition and whether it was documented in the EHR. And lastly, for those hospitalizations, we will determine whether or not there was a follow-up done within 72 hours and the documentation of that in the EHR. This goes to a couple of our core measures. In the old version, it corresponded with outcome measure 50, which was the whole transition process. In terms of remediation that we would do for this specific quality assurance review, our goal, as always, is really to try to improve the process, so providing additional technical assistance and education where the health home, for each health home. We may request additional documentation or evidence on these specific recipients, and we will be unable to increase the sample size because we're going to be reviewing every recipient that had either an ER or a hospitalization that also had a core service. So for this, we will again send you the fax cover sheet. If you are faxing in the records, please, please use that cover sheet. We have some staff changeover at the front desk, and it's very important that that be attached so that Krista gets those records and they don't end up somewhere else. We will also offer, again, the opportunity to review records online. The two caveats that I would provide is that you need to be able to provide us a secure way to get to your records, and you need to set up with Krista a way for that to happen and set that timing up with her and block off the appropriate amount of time with your staff. Krista today will be sending out to the contacts the list of recipients that we need to review. For any of the groups on the call, is there any specific way that you want them sent? So, for example, Sanford, do you want them all sent to one person, or how do you want that done?
This is Cindy. You can go ahead and send that to me.
Okay. We will do that. Do you want them also sent to your individual clinics, or will you take care of that?
We'll take care of that.
Okay. Avera, any directions from you? Is there anybody from Avera on?
Hi, this is Tara. You can just send them to Deb Val Huber.
Okay, all of them?
Yep.
Okay. IHS, do you want them handled a specific way?
Kathy, this is Dale. I just got on. Can you let me know what specifically you're inquiring about?
Yeah, so we would be looking at recipients who had received a core service who had either a hospitalization or an ER visit, mm-hmm. and we're looking at every recipient during the time period of October 2014 to December 2014
Dang.
That had
right.
that, met those criteria. And so do you want them all to come to you? Do you want them to go to the individual contacts for each of the clinics? Mm-hmm. Or
If you can send them to Nancy and I both, we can
okay.
handle sending it out to the facilities. And then do you want us to set up the webinars like we have in the past?
Yep. And again, I will not be available for the next couple of weeks, and so you'll need to work directly with Krista Morris to get that set up.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Will do.
Horizon?
Yes, we're here.
Do you have a direction for how you want yours handled?
I think that, I believe that's Laura at the admin building handles all of that stuff, and she's unfortunately out on a leave of absence right now.
Okay. So then do you want them to come to the individual clinics? I don't want them to go there and her, how long is she out for a while or?
I guess I'm not sure. She had a family emergency, but so we're talking, is it just like a list? We came in a little late, sorry.
So Krista will be sending you the list.
Okay.
Okay.
And
that's fine. It can just come to the clinic then.
Okay. So then, and that we can also send her a copy. And then
okay,
you
would
need
great.
To submit the charts for each of the recipients on the list.
Okay. That would, is there going to be a number or a fax number or something to?
Yes, send? There will be a cover sheet that comes
okay.
with the list that you will use to submit the copies of those charts.
Okay, that sounds good.
Any other groups that I missed that has specific instructions that it should go to someone different than maybe we might send it? Okay, that was pretty short and sweet. Are there any questions regarding this review?
Kathy?
Yes?
When will we get the list and when is the report due?
And so we will, you will get the list today. I think she should have time to get those all out. And then I would like the charts here by the 15th. No later than the 15th, and, you know, if you're setting up online reviews, to have those set up here within the next week with Krista.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Any other questions?
Hi, this is Dawn Kendrick with Wombly Health Center. So when she's requesting these charts, and, you know, we use EHR, so she'll just give us a list of exactly what she wants.
Yeah, so we're going to send for IHS all of the chart or all of the requests to Dale Knutson and Nancy Haugen, and then they will work to set up times to work with each of the clinics where we can just do it online.
Okay, online. Okay.
Yep. Other questions, concerns? Okay, don't hesitate to call Krista, and her phone number is 605-773-4413, and you will be getting an email from her today that gives you her email as well. So it's nice to have Krista back so that we have some consistency in these quality assurance reviews. But, again, I'm out after the 3rd, and so it would be best to work directly with her. I'll be back on the 20th. Is there any other questions before we end this? And then we'll post the recording on the website if for anybody who missed the call. Okay, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Kathy.
The leader has disconnected. The conference will now end.